I'm going to give you the entire assignment today in this particular meditation. So I'm going to explain to you what I'm going to invite you to do and experience without having to turn off this particular meditation and come back. Invitation I have for you is to go into your bathroom or your washroom and pick up the container that holds the shampoo that you use to wash your hair. And then I'm going to invite you, holding that shampoo in your hands, I'm going to invite you to face north. So since this is probably your house, you can kind of gauge exactly what direction north is going to be. And what you want to do is to hold the shampoo in your hands, and as you're standing face north, ask then the question out loud or to yourself silently if you wish, is this shampoo what my body needs to have? Is this shampoo what my body needs to have? Ask that question, holding the shampoo in your hands, and see whether or not you gently are nudging forward as you stand, there's just a little movement forward, or if there's a little movement backward, or if you're not moving backward or forward at all. If you're moving forward, your body is saying, yes, that's what your body needs to have. If your body really isn't moving forward or backward, your body is saying, oh, so what? It's okay. It's not great. It's not bad. And if your body is moving backward, your body is saying, no, that's not, this shampoo is not what my, what I need, what your body needs. That's the answer your body is actually giving to you. If you're curious about the answers that you're getting, remember you can ask more and more specific questions as you hold that shampoo in your hands. So if the particular answer was yes, your body does need that particular shampoo, you could then ask questions about quantity and frequency. Should I wash my hair with this shampoo once a day and see if your body says yes or no? You can ask, should I wash my hair with this shampoo twice a day, once every week, once every 4 days, et cetera, et cetera. You can ask lots of specific questions and see what your body tells you in response. I know this sounds like it's a curious way to get information, and it kind of sounds like, how in the world does this work? I have no clear or logical explanation to give to you. What I know is that these methods of muscle testing are in widespread use by very, very highly qualified and certified healthcare practitioners, and they work. Basically, they give information, and they are a way that we each can assume control over the decisions we make that are best for our bodies. So instead of making the decisions random, instead of simply choosing, for example, a shampoo at the health food store or at the grocery store, at the drugstore, that has a container that's very attractive or that has words that are very appealing, we can basically ask our body whether or not our body says yes or no to whether or not that particular shampoo is right for us. So it's a way of sort of going into a different space, a different realm, a different reality, a different knowing, and checking in to see whether or not the answer is yes or no. It's a way of assuming control over our lives. So have fun with testing your shampoo. And if you'd like to know more and more specific answers, be sure to ask more and more specific questions. And if the answer is your body does not need that shampoo, clearly you can go to the store, health food store, grocery store, drugstore, and you can pick up different shampoos, and you can ask those very same questions as you're standing up in the store and see if you can find a shampoo, if the one that you're using is not right for your body, that is, in fact, what will nourish and cleanse your body beautifully. Robert Rogers, and of course, you've been listening to Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.